Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President-elect Joe Biden tried to reassure U.S. allies in Asia with phone calls to the leaders of Japan and South Korea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports Biden has signaled his intent to work more closely with allies in dealing with challenges in the region.
Biden spoke to Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and President Moon Jae-in on Thursday morning, Tokyo and Seoul time. All three leaders reaffirmed the importance of the decades-old alliances with the U.S. Biden restated the position of past administrations that the U.S.'s treaty obligations to defend Japan include the Senkaku, or in Chinese, Diaoyu Islands, in the East China Sea, administered by Japan but also claimed by China. Moon and Suga both pledged to cooperate with Biden on the COVID pandemic and climate change. Biden has pledged to end the Trump administration's policy of pressuring allies to pay more for the cost of stationing U.S. troops in their countries. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Biden has named his chief of staff. It's Ron Klain, one of his closest advisors for many years. NPR's Osmond Khalid reports Klain first worked for Biden when he was a senator.
He has a long history with Joe Biden. You know, he worked as one of Biden's top aides when Biden was Senate Judiciary Committee chairman back in the 80s. He actually also was an advisor to Joe Biden on his two previous failed presidential bids in 1988 and 2008. He is a longtime Democratic operative. He has worked in some capacity, I would say, for almost every recent Democratic presidential campaign. In a statement that he released about this specific appointment, he called it, quote, the honor of a lifetime.
NPR's Osmond Khalid. Klain is expected to play a major role in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. He served as the Ebola czar during the Obama administration. U.S. coronavirus infections are skyrocketing. Cases have grown by nearly 70% nationwide over the past 2 weeks. The number of people hospitalized is at an all-time high. Will Stone reports.
More than 65,000 people are now in the hospital with COVID. In the Midwest and South, hospitalizations have gone up by more than 35% over the past week. Dr. Howard Koh of Harvard says it's a dangerous situation.
We are shattering records in new cases every day. Hospitals are getting overwhelmed. Test positivity is rising, and importantly, deaths are rising.
Cases are still rising the most quickly in Midwestern states. Illinois has added more cases than any other state the past week, followed by Texas and Wisconsin. A growing number of states, including Minnesota, Indiana, and California, have put in place new restrictions to try to slow the spread. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Starting Friday, bars and restaurants in New York State will have to stop indoor service at 10 p.m. Private parties will be limited to 10 people. This is NPR News. Almost nothing about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will look the same this year due to the coronavirus, but there will be some familiar elements, including numbers from Broadway musicals. Jeff London reports.
There will be no crowds along the shortened parade route. The helium balloons will be moved by utility vehicles rather than human handlers. But the broadcast will feature numbers from four Broadway shows: Hamilton, Jagged Little Pill, Mean Girls, and Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations.
I've got sunshine on the cloud.
The numbers for that show have been re-choreographed to provide social distancing for the performers. All four segments will be filmed under strict health protocols and aired on NBC Thanksgiving morning. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
A bond hearing will be held in Brunswick, Georgia today for two men charged with the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. The black man was gunned down while he was running earlier this year. Gregory McMichael and his son Travis have been jailed since their arrests in May. Their attorneys deny any racial motive in the shooting. A powerful typhoon is battering the northeast Philippines, forcing nearly 200,000 people from their homes. Officials say at least one person was killed. The country is still trying to recover from Typhoon Goni that hit last month, killing 25 people. Tens of thousands of people are still displaced. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.